the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on a beautiful Wednesday in Brevard County. I don't care what the weather is like. If Jesus is living in your heart, it is a beautiful Wednesday. The week we celebrate the passion of the Christ, the suffering of Jesus that he went through to obtain our salvation. And so we want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. You are listening to WMIE 91.5 FM or WWBC 1510 AM. By the way, ever so often I go on and to the WMIEFM.com website and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page and click on demand and go back and listen to some older broadcasts. And I didn't know if you remembered that that was available or not, but it is one of the things that is available through WMIE. It operates a bit like a podcast at that point in time, my understanding of that. And so, you know, maybe one of these days we'll be able to add a podcast type function to our website, but this radio program is available as an on-demand feature. In fact, I was looking at it last Wednesday, and when I clicked onto the WMIEFM.com website, I noticed that Wednesday morning's broadcast was already there. So if you miss it at 8:30 of a morning, you can always find it there on the website and listen to it that way. We want to start off today by saying thank you to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. If you need anyone to help you with your air conditioning, your heating, or your electrical needs, don't think you're going to need the heat too much. Some of the people up in the northern parts of the country and the western mountainous regions of the country and up in the northeast, they may still need their heat for a little while longer, but down here I'm not sure we will. But you probably will need your air conditioner, and you may need electrical services from time to time. And so I want to give you this number, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. And I haven't done this in a while, so let me spell that for you. It's WEIRICH. If you have a tendency to lose pieces of paper, one of the things you might do is add it to your contacts in your phone, and that way whenever you have an issue, if you're looking for a new electrical provider or AC service, you can type in Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. If you put in Wyrick Air, that's the way that I have it in my phone. 321-632-9538. And that way you don't have to go looking around trying to find a little piece of paper. I know it was a yellow piece of paper. It was one of those little post-it notes, and it was right over here. Well, you know, I recently went through and organized all of the papers in my office. A little over a week ago, we had a missionary, and we were discussing our schedule, and I said, well, you know, I do 5 radio broadcasts a week, and I do anywhere from 2 to 3 additional messages a week. And he heard that, and he said, how do you have time to do anything other than sermon prep? Because these are not all just, you know, repeat messages or anything. This is its own ministry in and of itself. And I said, well, you've just pretty much described my life. That's pretty much what my life entails right now is getting ready to speak or to speak. And so when I did have some downtime here a few weeks ago, I organized all of my desk, and because with all of that speaking that I do, I end up getting notes scattered all over the place, a pile here, a pile there, a pile over there. And when I straightened my office, all those little bitty pieces of paper with all sorts of phone numbers, they all got put in different places. So you might want to put Wyrick Air in your phone. That way, you know, you can type, when, if you just start typing Air, it's going to pull up. If you can't remember what the name of it is, give them a call, 321-632-9538. If you don't need them today, write that number down, add it to your phone number, your phone contacts, and you can call them when you need good Christian company who will treat you fairly and get your problem resolved quickly and with excellence. So, Wyrick Air. I want to encourage you to please do your best to really appreciate what Jesus has done for you and for me this week. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of other things that start competing, but nothing should be more important than honoring our Savior. You know, the children of Israel had a night of honor that they were supposed to remember every year before on Passover, the night before Passover or the Passover night, that they were supposed to have a night of honor remembering what God did for them in Egypt. And so if you do not have a church home, we'd like to invite you out to Merit Assembly of God this week. We have a special time of fellowship before our service at 9:30. We're going to be serving a breakfast. And at 10:30, we'll begin our worship service, and we're going to be celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what our Resurrection Sunday is entailing. And the title of our message is This Day Changed Everything. I believe that there's some others that are also using that title this week. This is culminating a three-week series that was titled This Day Could Change Everything. Well, the resurrection did change everything. And so that's coming up this week. If you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you come and worship with us and see if we're a good fit for you in the kingdom of God, where you can grow and serve and bless the kingdom of God through your obedience to what God has for you. With that being said, let's turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 1 today, the Gospel of Luke chapter 1. And this is the speech, the prayer of Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, who was filled with the Holy Spirit. This was his prophecy that he gave when his tongue was loosened. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I want to begin in verse number 76 today, verse 76. And it says, "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give us light, or to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." So let's look at this a little bit. John the Baptist's father, Zacharias, prophesies over him, and he says, "You're going to be called the prophet of the highest." I believe that it would be a tremendous blessing to every child if their parents spoke blessing over their life, not just that they were going to be rich, not just that they were going to be famous or that they were going to be influential, but spoke kingdom purpose over their life. Because the reality is, every person that is alive has a purpose in the heart of God that he was created from before the foundation of the world to fulfill. John the Baptist was to be the prophet who was the forerunner for the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And his father spoke that over him before he was even able to comprehend the language, before he could understand what was being spoken over him. Those words were already being declared over his life as a voice of confirmation. I believe parents need to believe in their kids. I believe that parents need to encourage their kids. I believe that we are not supposed to be exasperating our kids in the faith, but we are supposed to be empowering them and instilling in them a passion that is going to be with them so that they will fulfill the purpose that God has for them. John the Baptist didn't have the material things that everybody else had. He wasn't interested in that. But he had kingdom impact that caught the attention of Jesus. It didn't really matter that they were cousins. That really wasn't the case. Really the connection there between them. It was about that they were, they really were cousins, okay? So if anybody's listening, that's not what I meant to say. They really were cousins. They were relatives and distant cousins. But they had a synergy from the kingdom of God. One of them was going to prepare the way, and Jesus was going to follow on his heels, and he was going to take the kingdom of God further than John the Baptist could. John the Baptist, it was something that was known. He didn't go reluctantly into that. He didn't get distracted by the things of this world. He did experience some discouragement at some point in time, and Jesus was able to encourage him. John the Baptist spoke prophetically over Jesus. He was there and baptized Jesus in the Jordan River, but he did that in obedience to God. And I believe that every child would benefit from people declaring those things over their kids. That is a voice of confirmation. I can't tell you the number of times that since I stepped out into the call of God that he had for me, that a number of adults who they would have probably been my age or younger when I was growing up in the church have come to me and said, "We always knew that there was something different, something special about you from the very earliest of your children's church class. We knew that God had a call on your life." Well, I believe that everybody has a call on their life to some place, to some position, to some ministry of service in the body of Christ. So he says, "You will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins." Now, I want to spend just a moment here and let you know that this week was all about Jesus paying the price for our sins so that they could be forgiven, so that they could be washed away. It's not because that was the easiest way. It's not because it was the most convenient way or the least expensive. It was because that was what was necessary to purchase our salvation. Forgiveness of sins, remission of sins, having our sins blotted out. It was only made possible because of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to remember that. I know that a lot of times when you go into restaurants, many times they will have a framed picture of the first dollar that they generated in income at a restaurant or a business. I believe it would do us well to remember the price that was paid for us. A price that said, "Look, I love you this much that I'm willing to go to this extreme so that you can be reconciled to the Father." We'll talk a little bit about that more on tomorrow's program. But I do want to tell you this, that Jesus did not go to the cross and die on the cross to empower us to continue in the same helpless bondage to sin that we were in before he went to the cross. He went to the cross to break the power of sin over our lives and to empower us to live a godly and holy life because of the Holy Spirit living inside of us. So do not believe the devil's lie where it's no big deal to continue on sinning. Jesus came to destroy the strongholds of the enemy. It was because of his tender mercy, verse number 78, with which the day spring from on high has visited us. As I was preparing for this message before I came in, one of the commentaries said that this declaration, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, that declaration was more than likely made, well, it was made before Jesus was born. But he said, you know, that this statement, birthed by the Spirit of God through Zacharias, means that the fulfillment of God's prophecy, the fulfillment of God's promises in Zacharias's people and in Zacharias' time, that fulfillment had already begun. A lot of times we get discouraged because we don't see things happening. We don't see things that are happening as soon as we would like. We're looking for the culmination of the process. I want to share with you that it's pretty exciting when the fulfillment has begun, because God has promised that which he begins, he will complete. And so if God is dealing with your heart, if he's making you whole, if he's preparing you and equipping you for a work that he's got in store for you, don't be discouraged if it hasn't happened yet. Instead, I encourage you to say, thank God it's begun. God is still active. God is still involved on the scene. It says to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. And one of the things that I ran across in preparation for this was a discussion that the word picture here, travel in those days was different than it was in ours. You really didn't like to travel at night, especially if you were going some sort of distance, if you were going to a destination that you were really, you were looking forward to, but you hadn't arrived yet. When darkness came, it was time to find a safe place. It was time to make sure that you weren't going to become food for a predator, or you weren't going to be coming prey for a thief or a robber. They didn't have ATMs. They didn't have electronic transfers. They didn't have checks or anything like that. When people traveled on the road, most of the time they were traveling for business, and they took their resources with them. And so as they were traveling, especially at night, they were an easy target for people from the local area to be able to prey upon them. Sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, it was a very precarious place for them to be. But God was on the move, and he was going to illuminate the path before them. He was going to give them light, and he was going to guide their feet into the way of peace. He was going to break the power of fear and anxiety over their life. And so I want to talk to you just a little bit today, because that word, he guides our feet into the way of peace. God wants you to have a lifestyle of peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. One of the titles for God is the Lord, our peace. He wants that to be your lifestyle. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He wants you to be sound in body, soul, and spirit. He wants you to be complete. A lot of people look to others as the completing aspect of their life. A lot of ladies fall into this, where they're looking for a man to be that source of completion. A lot of men are looking towards ladies to be the completing aspect of their life. And I want you to know that Jesus is that ultimate fulfillment in your life. One broken person coming together with another broken person is going to, I mean, a broken person's going to have a hard time making you complete when he's looking to you to make him complete. God wants to make us whole. He wants to make both of us completely and totally sound. He wants to make you, he wants to make men and women of valor. He wants to make men of valor. He wants to make the women of virtue. It's the same word. He wants to speak that over our lives, that we are completely sound. He wants there to be a wholeness about us, a harmony, in our soul, in our mind, our will, our emotions. There are a lot of people who are pulled in a lot of different directions. That's why I find it very difficult, very challenging to be ruled by my feelings. My feelings can change. I don't know if you've ever had the encounter that I have had where you woke up one day and you felt like you were on top of the world, and you woke up the next day and your body was under attack and you didn't know if you were going to make it to the end of the day or not. God doesn't want us running our life by our feelings. He wants us operating in the lifestyle of peace, the way of peace. Allow God to be that source that says, you know what? The best place that I could be, the most glorious place that I can be, the most joyous place that I can be, is right in the center of God's will, with His presence in my life. That word also talks about that as a result of that unity, that happy coexistence in our body, our spirit, our mind, our will, our emotions, our soul, is that God will begin to develop in us skills and abilities that we at one time did not possess. Is anybody capable of doing some things today at one point in time you did not have the skills to do? Well, let me ask you this. Are you at that place that you realize that God is still in that developmental process? You may not have one time been able to share your faith with an unbeliever, but God wants to equip you with the power and the skill, the credibility and the authority to be able to share your testimony with those around you. Let's not say, well, that's just not my personality. Listen, let's embrace the personality that God gave us, and let's allow Him to use that personality for His glory. There are people that you are designed to reach that I will never reach. There have been people who've told me, your voice is annoying. That's okay. There have been others who told me, you know, thank God for the things that God allows to flow through your mouth on the radio program here. I'm here to present the message, and if I'm not, you know, I'm on 8:30 of a morning. There's Charles Stanley before me and Adrian Rogers behind me. There's a lot of different other ministries that are represented on the radio. I just want people to be impacted for the glory of God. If Charles Stanley is the voice that God uses to save you, disciple you, and raise you up, if it's Adrian Rogers, if it's Pastor Bob, or if it's the ministry of East Coast Christian Center or First Baptist Church, I just want the body of Christ raised up. There are too many people going to hell for us to be fussing and feuding and fighting over which one is going to get the glory. Let's let the glory go where the glory belongs, and that's to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And let's say, you know what, I'm going to become, I don't care what my birth certificate says, how old I am, I'm going to continue to strive to become the person that God wants me to be. He wants me sound internally and externally. That there needs to be integrity there, that we're not somebody different on the inside than we are on the outside. He wants to guide us in this lifestyle, that it's a lifestyle of welfare, of health, and also this way of peace is a prosperity in relationship between two people. Let me tell you, I believe that God wants you to prosper in your relationship with Him. I believe that God wants you to prosper in your relationship with your family, with your pastor. I believe that He wants you to prosper in that relationship that you have with the body of Christ. We had a visitor that was with us a little over a week ago, and we pass out visitors cards and prayer request cards. We make them available to everybody who comes in to the church. We pray in our services because we believe that God does miracles. He answers prayers. So we want people to be able to, we've had to modify it. We used to take audible requests, and as the church grew, that became a very timely process. So we adjusted, and we pass out prayer cards, and we say, if you've got a need today, if you want to write that down, when the ushers come by, drop that in the offering basket. We're going to pray. We're going to believe for miracles. It's not just a service time filler. It's something we're very cognizant of. And we also ask if they're a guest, if they'll drop their visitor's card in there, not so that we can bombard them with all sorts of material, but because I want to pray for them. And I might remember a face, but I want to remember a name. And this lady had put in a prayer request, and she was there Sunday morning and Sunday night. And we prayed for the prayer request that she presented. Someone had a body defect, and that defect had begun to create a problem. It was a heart issue, and we were praying for God to make it whole. And she was like, you know, this church is so friendly, and I want you to know that has been our intention at Merit Assembly of God, is to create a body of believers who don't only tolerate one another, they enjoy one another, and they want to prosper in their relationships with one another. May God lead you in the way of peace. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
To come and bring His touch to